Benchmark indexes in Australia, Hong Kong, Japan, and Singapore fell up to 2.5% Friday. President Obama said Thursday he wants to restrict banks' ability to make excessively risky investments to avoid another financial crisis. U.S. markets drooped on the news, leading Asian stocks to follow suit. David Cohen is director of Asian forecasting at Action Economics in Singapore. He says the sell-off is just a reflex, and Mr. Obama's limits on banks are not likely to have significant effects on world markets.
A lot of it is political in the United States, revolving around the populist anger at Wall Street and the fact that Obama waited this long to introduce the measure. I think it says something to that. It's more as much a political response to some of the problems that the Democrats have been feeling lately.
The drop on Wall Street was the second day that stocks took a tumble. Markets slumped Wednesday after China said it would reduce bank lending to slow its economy. Chinese officials announced Thursday their economy is back into double-digit growth and has recovered from the global financial crisis. Cohen says curbs on bank lending are a logical step in view of China's rapid growth.
The reason that policymakers in Beijing are looking to tighten policy a little bit is simply because their economy has been showing strong momentum as it entered 2010, and it just might be appropriate to withdraw some of the aggressive stimulus that they added about a year ago in a successful effort to counter the drag from the global downturn.
Some economists have said China's economy was an important factor in the world avoiding a more serious economic problem. Cohen agrees. He says the global economy is now on track to recover, with Asian economies and in particular China in the lead. But he says although there is a lesser chance of another financial crisis, there are still problems that could shake up markets. Cohen says there are no doubt more problems hidden in some banks, and that governments still have to deal with the massive debts racked up from spending to stimulate their economies. Daniel Scharf, VOA News, Bangkok.